Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now
FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Hurricane Idalia is unleashing life-threatening wind and rain in Florida and Georgia. Hurricane specialist Daniel Brown with the National Hurricane Center says storm surge is a major concern.
We're expecting storm surge heights as high as 12 to 16 feet along portions of the Florida Big Bend. One of the tide gauges there has recently reported water levels of 7 feet, and that water level is still rising.
So why would you not evacuate when a dangerous hurricane threatens? Correspondent Rita Foley reports on One Man's Story.
Whitney Jones chose to stay in his home on Sanibel Island, even as Hurricane Idalia approached Florida's west coast. Why?
I prefer staying and garden my life here.
He owns a business on Sanibel Island, and he's still making repairs after Hurricane Ian, which hit last September.
I didn't leave for Ian, and I'm not going to leave for this, so we'll just kind of hang out and take care of what we need to.
And since he's there,
anybody else needs any help on the island, we're here helping whoever needs any.
Whitney Jones on Sanibel Island talking to WZVN-TV in Florida. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at townhall.com, the U.S. government downgrades its estimate of last quarter's gross domestic product.
The U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 2.1% in the second quarter, a slight acceleration from March, but lower than the Commerce Department's previous 2.4% estimate. Analysts say the economy has been slowed by the Federal Reserve's drive to tackle inflation with a series of interest rate hikes. Investment in housing, hurt by higher mortgage rates, fell in the second quarter. But the economy continues to show resilience. Growth in the nation's gross domestic product from April to June was driven by consumer spending, business investment at a strong 6.1% rate, and outlays by state and local governments. Jennifer King, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Current events are unfolding like it's right out of the Book of Revelations. From the threat of AI to genocide, wars, man-made bioplagues, everything prophesied in the Bible looks like it's happening now. After speaking to Christian leaders from all over the world, I believe the next step is a man-made crisis completely designed to take over our economic freedom. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, a Christian author and media analyst who breaks down current events to people just like you who are concerned about their future and the future of their families. I always tell my listeners and my people perish for lack of knowledge, is what the Bible says. You need knowledge about gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group. That's the best option. To see why, text the word FAITH to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. I recommend you get their info kit. That's FAITH to 989898. And then you'll be armed with the information you need in order to have peace of mind and guide your affairs with great wisdom. God bless you.
North Korea launching another ballistic missile toward the northeastern waters. No word on how far that missile flew. British Foreign Secretary James Cleverly holding talks with Chinese officials in Beijing. The first such visit in 5 years.
At the beginning of their meeting at the Great Hall of the People, China's Vice President Han Jung said China-UK cooperation delivered mutual benefits. In an interview later, Mr. Cleverly said he fundamentally disagreed with MPs, including some of his good friends, who'd called for disengagement with Beijing. He told me he believed the UK had influence in China and should use that influence. Asked about China potentially supplying equipment to Russia, which could be used to support its war effort in Ukraine, Mr. Cleverly said Beijing should not be seen to be even passively supporting Moscow's invasion.
BBC correspondent Stephen McDonald reporting from Beijing. Breaking news at townhall.com. It seems skepticism about vaccines has spread to dog owners now.
A new study shows the majority of dog owners are growing more skeptical about the use of vaccines for their pet's health, including the vaccine to prevent rabies. 52% responding to a survey in the medical journal Vaccine expressed doubts about the safety, effectiveness, and necessity of vaccines. Pet owners who feel that way are said to have a case of canine vaccine hesitancy, or CVH. Some officials fear a rise in CVH cases may lead to a corresponding rise in dogs spreading rabies to humans. Bob Agner reporting.
The nation's top environmental official says he fully supports his agency's decision to block a proposed gold and copper mine in Alaska's salmon-rich Bristol Bay. Michael Regan citing concerns with possible impacts on the world's largest sockeye salmon fishery. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
The Glidden Area Ambulance Service and the Glidden Fire Department invite you to come on out for the third annual Street Dance and Fundraiser. It's Friday, September 1st. Starting at 4 p.m., enjoy the Brock feed and some easy listening live music by Relative Theory. Then from 8 to midnight, dance to the rock band Contradiction. Come on out, enjoy a cold beverage, and enjoy these organizations' fundraiser for the ambulance service and the local fire department. For more information, call 608-738-2289. Check them out on Facebook, Glidden Area Ambulance Service. We'll see you in downtown Glidden, Wisconsin on Friday, September the 1st.
Panasia Oriental Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods and specialty items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan-set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and specialty items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite lunch and meat, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more at Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8 and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcoming NEB and Food Share customers.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss talks impeachment if newly elected State Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz doesn't recuse herself from lawsuits over Republican-drawn electoral maps.
My hope is we still will see the Supreme Court justices who have prejudged cases saying that's not right. It's not the way our system of justice in America has ever operated, where you prejudge a case, and that they will recuse themselves from any potential case where they would be involved.
Protasiewicz never said how she'd rule on the maps during her campaign or whether she'd recuse herself. Voss says if she doesn't recuse herself, Assembly Republicans will discuss next steps. The speaker also says a child care funding plan from Governor Tony Evers is just a short-term solution.
Because the problem is, number one, our regulations are significantly more restrictive than even states around us, which would make it easier to have more kids in child care. Number two, we need to make sure that we have more people in an easier licensure process to be able to go forward.
Voss said Republicans in the legislature will offer child care legislation as well. Evers included $365 million to support child care as part of a special session he's called on regarding workforce development. Wausau area man suspected of stalking his ex and cutting the brake lines on her vehicle is in custody after nearly 4 months on the run.
Jeremy Jimerson appeared in court on Monday to waive his right to a speedy trial for multiple counts, including stalking and recklessly endangering safety. Investigators say he sent threatening messages to the woman following a breakup and also threatened to interfere with her child custody procedures. A search of the woman's phone also turned up text messages which implied that danger would be coming her way, including one that directed her to have a good weekend because her Monday would not be pretty. Jimerson is being held on a $25,000 bond and returns to court on September 6th to schedule further action. Tom Schumacher, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If a baby is giggling in the back seat, they're probably happy. If a baby is crying in the back seat, they're probably hungry. But if a baby is sleeping in the back seat, will you remember they're even there? When you're distracted, stressed, or not usually the one who drives them, the chances of forgetting them in the back seat are much higher. It can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get in the habit of checking the back seat when you leave. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
There's more information on a man who led the Wisconsin State Patrol on an interstate chase in a semi-cab last Friday.
47-year-old Michael Stephen Jones is from St. Louis. A criminal complaint says Jones had been fired from the semi company on Friday morning. Jones was in Chippewa County and decided to steal the semi while a woman was getting her belongings out of it. She was taken along and had called 911 several times pleading for help. The police pursuit along I-90-94 finally came to an end near the Dells when the semi caught on fire and crashed into a ditch. Nobody was seriously hurt, but Jones also kicked out the glass of a police cruiser, which did injure an officer as he was being taken to the Juneau County Jail. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And the strike by workers at Leinenkugel's Brewery is over. Representatives from Teamsters Union Local 662 said Tuesday, ratified agreement has been reached between the union and Molson Coors. The strike began last month. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Cecil Frank Bishop, age 84 years, was reunited with the love of his life, Bertha May Bishop, on August 23rd in Phillips. Cecil is survived by his daughters and their families, Michelle Kelly and Ida Kinsley. Survived also by his grandchildren, by his great grandchildren, by his sister Yvonne Rusk, and by many nieces and nephews and their extended families. There will be no formal service, but a potluck end of life is being planned on Saturday, September 2nd, noon to 4, with food, drink, music, cards, and memories at 4191N Slattery Road in Winter. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Cecil Frank Bishop, 84. Wayne Moroz of Morozstead, Wisconsin, age 67, passed away unexpectedly in his sleep on August 23rd. Wayne is survived by his loving wife of 39 years, Janice Moroz, by their son, Michael Moroz of Sherwood, by his six siblings, Ron Moroz, Jerry Skins Moroz, Dennis Grubby Moroz, by Nancy Wolfel, by Rick Moroz, and by Judy Hyde. Survived also by his brothers and sisters-in-law, along with numerous nieces, nephews, grandnephews, grandnieces, cousins, and friends. A celebration of life will be held at the Lazy Ace Saloon, Manitowish, Wisconsin, the afternoon of September 10th, beginning at 1 p.m. It will be an informal, open house-style event held in the concert tent. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Wayne Moroz, age 67.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care. Home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's. Make a difference. Become a CNA. Park Manor River's Edge in Park Falls is holding a certified nurse's aide class starting mid-September 2023. The nurse aide courses consist of 100 hours of classroom and clinical hours. Upon successful completion of your training, those committing to Park Manor employment will earn competitive wages and be eligible for bonus opportunities based on employment commitment and employment hire status. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee owned and is a 92-bed skilled nursing facility, which prides itself on providing excellent quality care and rehabilitation services for short-term rehab stays and long-term care. Reserve your spot now. Deadline to register is September 8th. For more details and to register now, apply on Indeed or the Nurses Aid student email. That's Tawny M at parkmanor.com. T-A-W-N-Y, Tawny M at parkmanorwi.com, or call 715-762-2449.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
The Dell Technologies Back to School event is on, with deals on top tech for class, hobbies, and more. Now, when you buy, you support a cause. With every eligible purchase, Dell will donate to UNICEF in support of GIGA, a UNICEF ITU global initiative to connect schools across the globe to the internet. Accidental damage protection included. Get rare deals on select laptops and desktops powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save now at Dell.com/deals. UNICEF does not endorse any company, brand, product, or service.
Besides that super full blue moon happening tonight, we have some hunting seasons happening this upcoming Friday as we turn the calendar page to September. The hunting seasons that are opening on Friday are morning dove, early Canada goose, early teal, and rail, snipe, and common gallinule. The morning dove bird is the most abundant bird in North America, estimated to be at about 350 million for a population. And in Wisconsin, about 10,000 people hunt each year on average, and we harvest about 70,000 mourning doves. Across the country, about 20 million mourning doves are harvested. So it's a very big sport. Mourning dove habitat includes open fields with some grains and seeds to eat, as well as water and trees for nesting. So good luck this weekend. We've got a major fish feeding period happening today from 11 to 1. The minor is 5:15 until 6:15 this evening. And then, of course, we have that super full moon tonight, which is called a blue moon because it's the second full moon of the month. And they're calling it a super moon because the orbit of the moon around us is a little closer to us right now than average. So it's a small percentage brighter and bigger. Our sunrise time this morning here in Park Falls happened at 6:19. Our sun will set at 7:46, and the moon rises this evening at 8 o'clock. Weather-wise, we can expect a beautiful day after a cool, cold morning almost, I guess we could say, with our high today at around 72. Winds are light. They develop out of the southeast this afternoon. Tonight, skies are clear with a low at 47. Tomorrow, it's sunny. Our highs up to 77. South winds develop at around 5 to 15 miles an hour. Could be a touch more in the afternoon. It's a bit breezy on Friday with partly sunny skies. Our highs up to 82. South winds are at 12 to 20 plus miles an hour. And it's breezy and quite hot for the weekend, but not more than moderately humid. And so that makes it a great summer weekend coming up with highs closer to 90 on Saturday and generally around 90 to 94 for Sunday and Labor Day. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotic.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air.
just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station. Or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures reach up to 70 this afternoon. Under sunny skies, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 44 tonight. Highs around 75 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Temperatures above average Friday and Saturday with highs from the upper 70s to the mid 80s. Take a look at the extended forecast, 91 Sunday, 90 Monday, and 87 on Tuesday. Another look at the short range, highs reach 70 this afternoon, lows level off around 44 tonight, we should top off around 75 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 62.
90% of patients with dementia experience aggression and anxiety caused by damage to brain tissue. Agitation, which can result in screaming, hitting, restlessness, and wandering, affects over half of Alzheimer's disease patients. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. It's important to know that Alzheimer's affects more than just memory. Discussing these changes with a care team can help identify potential treatment options. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Panasia Oriental Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods and specialty items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan-set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and specialty items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa, available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meat, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more. At Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8 and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcoming NEB and Food Share customers.
With
SRN Sports. I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball, the Baltimore Orioles maintain a 2.5-game lead over the Tampa Bay Rays in the AL East, scoring late to beat the Chicago White Sox.
Anthony Santander's 3-run double in the bottom of the 7th inning broke a 1-all tie, and the Orioles went on to beat the White Sox 9-3. The Orioles added 5 more in the 8th inning to put the game away. Santander had an RBI hit in that inning. Ryan McKenna had 2 hits and 2 RBI. Austin Hayes had 2 hits and scored a run. He says Santander has been clutch all year.
Like the ball tonight, he fought it off to the right side. He just finds a way to come in clutch when we battle to get guys on base, and given that opportunity, more times than not, he comes through for us.
Danny Coulomb got the win in relief. Aaron Bummer suffered the loss. Craig Heist, Baltimore.
Other American League winners included the New York Yankees, Houston, Cleveland, and Oakland. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball in the National League, last night winners were the Chicago Cubs, St. Louis, Atlanta, San Francisco, and the LA Dodgers. Interleague winners included Philadelphia, Texas, Tampa Bay, Washington, and Pittsburgh. NFL news, Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin has made the 53-player cut. The moment marks the biggest milestone in Hamlin's bid to resume his football career after a near-death experience during a game at Cincinnati in January. In tennis, Venus Williams' 100th career U.S. Open match produced her most lopsided loss at the Grand Slam tournament, where she won the trophy in 2000 and 2001. The 43-year-old Williams was eliminated 6-1, 6-1 by Belgian qualifier Griet Minnen at Arthur Ashe Stadium in the first round last night. And in golf, Zach Johnson has chosen Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler for the U.S. Ryder Cup team. This is SRN Sports.
Cubs ace Justin Steele tossing 6 innings of shutout ball, striking out 8 in Chicago's 1-0 win over the Brewers on Tuesday night at Wrigley Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Cody Bellinger's first inning groundout drove in the only run of the game. Steele improves to 15-3 with a win, but the Brewers had plenty of traffic on the bases against him. But with the wind blowing in, Craig Counsell's club just not rewarded for solid contact.
We know that the wind affects the game in this ballpark as much as any park in baseball. When you hit the ball in the air, you're not going to be rewarded in this park.
Milwaukee's lead back to 4 games over the Cubs in the race for the Central Division title, rubber game of the series, is this afternoon at Wrigley. In the Midwest League, Wisconsin won their 3rd straight, the Timber Rattlers blanking rival Beloit 5-0. Packers back to work today, getting ready for their September 10th season opener at Chicago. They trimmed their roster to 53 players yesterday, still have more work to do to continue to shape that 53. As well as fill out their practice squad today. Barring a move, Rudy Ford wins the starting safety job opposite Darnell Savage. Coach Matt LaFleur on Ford.
Yeah, he's done a nice job. I think he's going out there and executing his responsibility. He's playing physical and, trusting what he's seeing and playing fast. And he's done a really nice job. Communication's a big part of that position, making sure that everybody's on the same page. And I think he's handled that pretty well.
U.S. Captain Zach Johnson filling out his Ryder Cup team with 6 captains' choices yesterday. Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Brooks Koepka, Jordan Spieth, Colin Morikawa, and Sam Burns. Ryder Cup matches September 29th through October 1st in Rome. The Americans have not won away from home since 1993 at the Belfry in England. Bucks signed former NBA first-round draft pick Ty Washington to a 2-year contract yesterday. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Who is a Bex player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, has just been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
Bex is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
My therapist had told me that I needed to go to AA meetings, but I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go because I didn't want to be an alcoholic. That was not what I wanted to grow up and be. I didn't want to go to AA, but I did, and it wasn't what I expected by any means. It was friendly. I could feel it. I mean, I could feel the happiness. It's really great.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Taking a look at some local sports results from yesterday, the Logger volleyball team of Phillips, they competed at the Northland Pines Quad yesterday. The Loggers opened up their day with a win over Three Lakes, 25-23, 25-17. In round two, the Loggers defeated the host school, Northland Pines, 25-15, 25-17. Then in their final match, the Loggers win 2-0 over Florence by a count of 25-12 and 25-12. Leading the way for the Phillips Loggers in assist was Allie Williams with 20 and Casey Agerbeck with 41. The attack kills, you had Maya Eckert with 22, Brooke Ecker with 20, Ileana Winter with 12, and Haley Lehman with 9. On the dig side, it was Casey Agerbeck with 25, Lily Miller with 20. The Loggers volleyball team off to a strong start again. The host Washburn coming up on Thursday. Cross country yesterday, the Bruce Invitational. There were a lot of teams there, and the Shawamigan and Phillips teams competed. On the boys' side, Solon Springs' Isaac Dickinson was the individual winner. Gavin Esterholm of Phillips finished in second. Maverick Hoagland of Phillips coming in third place. It was Arlo Behrens of Phillips. He took eighth place. Other top 20 finishers, Jaden Oscar of Shawamigan in 16th, Cooper Mikulski of Shawamigan 17th, Phillips' Julian Ellingen in 18th, James Vollendorf of Phillips comes in 19th. Now, as far as team scores go, the Phillips boys, 45, they win it. Solon Springs Northwood second, Cameron third, Cadott fourth, Drummond fifth, Shawamigan in sixth. 11 teams there on the boys' side. On the girls' side, Autumn Mikulski of Shawamigan, the individual winner in first place. Meredith Murlock of Phillips, she comes in fifth. A seventh-place finish for Phillips' Leah Harper. Eighth place for Addison Boblick of Shawamigan. Sarah Knack of Phillips comes in 10th. Other top 20 qualifiers, Addie Gabe of Phillips finishes in 17th. And Maddie Ernst of Shawamigan comes in 19th. And the girls' side, Phillips wins it. Cameron second, Shawamigan third. Seven girls' teams competing. And Josh Edwards led the way on the middle school side as he was a top finisher of all the middle school runners. See a complete list of all of the runners and how they did, 98qcountry.com under that sports tab. And also yesterday, it was soccer action. And it was the Lakeland volleyball team is what I wanted, soccer team rather, 2-1, Lakeland, we'll get it right, Lakeland over Northland Pines, 2-1 in soccer yesterday, and I wanted to mention that the Lakeland volleyball team, they finished 2-1 as they competed in a triangular meet yesterday against Marathon and Neillsville. We've got archived audio from Friday night's football game, the coaches show we did, archived also, 98qcountry.com. Click on that archive button on the top of the screen. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month. A savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-330-1991. That's 1-800-330-1991. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-330-1991. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I... Savior, oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor.
like Hail Marys if you're still there. Lord, spare me. Oh my God, Hail Mary.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
and a bigger one on the wall. I want my boys, my team to win, wailing on the radio again. I want what I want, but hey, don't we all? When that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than all right. Baby, all I need is you. I wanna take a trip in a Chevrolet to a beach house down on 38. Gulf of Mexico, sitting right in my backyard. But as long as you're right here in my arms, when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than all right. Baby, all I need is you in the morning, you in the night, you every day for the rest of my life.
Smile like that all the time. I don't mean to bother you, but I couldn't just walk by and not say hi. And I know your names, everybody in here knows your name. You're not looking for anything right now, so I don't want to come on strong. Don't get me wrong, your eyes are so intimidating. My heart is pounding, but it's just a conversation. No, girl, I'm not a wasted. You don't know me, I don't know you, but I want to. And I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just want to take your time. I don't want to wreck your Friday. I ain't gonna waste my life. I don't have to take your heart.
The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
This is the Brewers Radio Network. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
Fly, baseball.
Willy Adames with his second.
Today, the crew take on the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field.
This is a tough play. Charging Lewis. Jumps, throws on the run. It's not in time. Brewers win.
With Lane Grindle.
Long run for Grisham. At the track. Long gone. Rowdy Tellez, welcome back.
And Josh Mouth.
This is way gone. We're tied. Tyrone Taylor.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It is a chilly and breezy afternoon in Chicago as the Brewers and Cubs get set for the rubber match of this important three-game series here at Wrigley Field. Hello, everybody, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer-engineer Kent Sommerfeld, Lang Grindle, bidding you hello from the friendly confines as we get the on-deck show built by Menards started up for this final game of this series. It's been a great series so far. Brewers taking game one on Monday night, 6-2, with a bunch of fireworks in the first inning. The Cubs countering with a 1-0 victory over the Brewers last night on a night when the conditions were significantly different than the series opener. The wind was blowing in. The Brewers had a handful of fly balls that might have gotten out on a different night, but not last night with the conditions the way they were. Conditions should be very similar to last night again here this afternoon. The wind is blowing in, and it looks like a good day to pitch for today's starting pitchers. Kyle Hendricks gets the ball first for the Cubs. It'll be Brandon Woodruff for the Brewers. Couple of veterans and a really good pitching matchup on paper for this series finale. We've got plenty more of the On Deck Show built by Menards when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 98Q is brought to you by Christopher Electric, Great Northern Hotel, and the Wolf's Den. Home Slice Pizza, Northern Lights in the Lanes, Northwoods Accents of Mercer, Kozak Enterprises, Tow and Recovery, Jack's Corner Bar, Double D's Public Pizza, JC Builders, South Fork Electric, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Heckman Auction, Village Pit Stop, by Harborview Pub and Eatery of Phillips, and by Warga Auto and Truck Center.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Cubs getting set to finish up this three-game series here today. Sun poking through the clouds at the moment, but plenty of clouds in the skies. It's going to be a chilly day, I think, out there on the field for these players. They'll be okay. Not maybe what you get in late March here at Wrigley Field, but a little different than what the conditions were on Wednesday at American Family Field. But, Josh, Brewers looking to win this series. And this is important because the winner of this series gets a leg up in terms of winning the overall season series. The Cubs could get this series tied at five. Puts a little more pressure on the Brewers at the end of the year if they win this game.
And I also think, Lane, you're looking at winning the division, right? And so if the Brewers win this game today, they move into September with a five-game lead over the Cubs in the Central, as opposed to just a three-game lead going into the final month. And that really feels like that could be a pretty big difference. Those two games there, I mean, who knows what's going to happen over the final 4 weeks of the season, but there is a lot on the line here in today's game.
Yeah, you hate to overstate it. It's a game in August, but at the same time, it feels like a huge game here today. And I don't think that's overstating. This is an important game for both of these teams. It really can flip kind of the narrative heading into September. depending on what the outcome is here this afternoon. Should be a really good one. Brandon Woodruff versus Kyle Hendricks. We're looking forward to it. We're going to chat with the manager, Craig Council, when we return after this on the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers pregame is sponsored by
Yelich to right center and deep.
Lane's Farm and Fleet.
Back Blackman! Adames has gone deep, and the Brewers have the lead.
Delta Dental.
The pitch, a high drive out to right. Going back is Madras, looking up, and that ball is gone for Rowdy Tellez.
And Wisconsin Biofuels on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, stay busy and find a job with the home time, paychecks, and predictability you need at Schneider. Our industry-leading selection of driving jobs means you can get the home time that suits your schedule, whether that be daily, weekly, monthly, or something in between. New to truck driving? No problem. Schneider helps new drivers earn their CDL with company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options. Don't wait. Find your perfect driving job today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours more official? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, delicious, produced and bottled right here in Wisconsin. For more convenience, try Drink Wisconsinly's Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold.
Make any hour happy hour with Drink Wisconsinly.
Think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Cubs getting ready to finish up this three-game series here today at Wrigley Field. It'll be Kyle Hendricks for the Cubs, and the Brewers will counter with Brandon Woodruff. We're chatting with Brewers manager Craig Council. And Craig, without tiebreakers anymore in terms of games 163, these season series are always so important. So there is a little emphasis on these games late in the year when you're playing against your rival in the division that's chasing you.
Absolutely. It is a subject that will get that gets talked about the last 2 weeks of the season. But it is decided usually early in the season. In the case of the Cubs, it's going to be decided the last weekend of the season. But you know, with a lot of the other teams, in the wild card chase or in the division, it has been decided already. It means that, when you end in a tie with a team, that whatever your season series record is against them is the tiebreaker. So it's like an extra half game, essentially, on teams in either direction. And, last year we had lost the season series to the Phillies, and that kind of changed the last week of the season for us. We were actually behind by a little more, and it definitely changed things.
Yeah, and in the case of the Reds, you already have won that series from them, which is a positive going into September as well. We've talked about it so often over the years in this ballpark. It can play so different from one day to the next, and it looks like today, at least right now, is going to be another good day to pitch.
Yeah, so it's chillier here again, which it's always in the summer. That means the wind's kind of coming from the north, and that means blowing straight in from left field. So that's pitcher friendly. That's bad for fly balls. It means playing good defense is important, and that's how it's likely to cut a ball through the wind. You got to keep it very low.
Back with more with Craig after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards.
What's it? Your country. 98 Q Country.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogemaw, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP, always everyday low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up North-style furniture, including symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
With you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Brewers and Cubs, finishing up this three-game series. We're chatting with Brewers manager Craig Counsell. Craig, a couple of days off for Carlos Santana. I think things were trending in a good direction yesterday, and you've got him back in the lineup today.
Yeah, he ran around yesterday during BP, took BP, took ground balls, felt pretty good. So we thought we're optimistic that today was going to be the day, and he's back in there. He'll do a little running around this morning still, just to make sure. And then, but we got him at first base. If we can switch him and Rowdy if there's any issue pregame. But good to have him back in there, and glad it just turned into be something minor.
Craig, yesterday was an interesting day across baseball with all of the waiver wire activity that was going on. This is kind of a new thing because there is no August 31 deadline anymore. So if you make moves like the Angels did, you're not going to get anything back for these guys. It's simply, to be honest, a salary dump in that situation. How has that changed the calculus for some of these teams that are in it late in the season like this? And do you think this is a trend we're going to continue to see in years moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't know. There's somewhat of a perfect storm going on right here with the Angels, and you know, there's some luxury tax implications here that are kind of a little more technical that they're probably trying to accomplish. So it is unprecedented. We have not seen this. If one team gets all these players, there are going to be a lot of questions asked,
yeah,
but it's possible that that happens. And basically the cost of these players is only money right now. There's no player acquisition cost, and no players have to go the other way. So it is likely that it sounds like that there's going to be teams that these are good players. These are players that have contributed, that, you know, Lucas Giolito was just traded for a big prospect. Mm-hmm. So these are players that are, you know, pretty darn good players and can impact playoff races.
I think that's the interesting part of it, is that the way that the waiver wire works is that teams that are fighting for those last couple of spots of the wild card are the ones that could benefit from this the most.
Yeah, that's right. So you just look at all the teams, and